Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick, and I'll be your mountain guide today. And I didn't even need to spend a bunch of money at REI before the show. Actually, I had all the mountain equipment I needed. I just didn't necessarily have all the mental equipment I needed.
Oh, no.
Let me explain. I went skiing last week, thusly the mountain equipment comment. And I gotta be honest with you, there's been this one chairlift that has been terrorizing me for years, and I have never been on it. Yes, me?
What?
I've gazed at it longingly several times when it was swaying in the freezing cold and windy conditions. It's long and it's steep, and it's the only lift at this particular mountain in Mammoth, California, that I have never been on. They have tons of chairs. I have never been on this chair. That is chair 23 for any of you following along from Mammoth, California.
Yeah, chair 23 rocks!
Okay, one of you knows what I'm talking about. Holla! I've been, as I said, on every other chair at this mountain. Can you see where I'm going here? Fear. The fear factor. I allowed that chair to get in my head, a friggin' chair in my head for years. And it's not like I'm a bad skier. I'm actually a pretty skilled skier, and I've been skiing for a lot of years, just not on that chair. And it wasn't like I didn't think I couldn't make it down the mountain, because I've been up to the top several other times on the gondola and other chairs, and I made it down to talk to you here today. It's just that friggin' chair itself. I know what you're thinking. Why did you spend so many years looking at it? Because that only builds up the fear factor in the brain.
Yeah.
So, okay. Big news, kids. Big, big news. I hope you're all sitting for this. I got on the chair last week. By the way, thanks to my little cousin Teddy, who did the trumpet solo for us. Thank you. It was a beautiful day. There was no wind. The snow was packed and pretty pristine. I ski right over to it. I begged a bunch of people to ride up with me.
No,
just kidding. I wanted to ride it by myself. One small step for mankind, one giant leap for Rick's brain. Had a beautiful run down the mountain, by the way. But what is the lesson in all this in regards to pickleball? That's what you're thinking, right?
Wow.
There isn't one. I just wanted to humble brag about my ski trip that I was on while you were back in your city working, stuck at work. Don't you hate that kind of crap? No, actually, there's several lessons here. Number one, don't wait. Get to the top as quickly as possible. Don't look at it and just go down. For example, sometimes I will see a player watching me from a couple courts over for a few days without coming over and challenging. Not always me, often players who are also really good that I'm playing with. But I see a player over there and you can just tell they're looking at that court. Like, I got my eyes on that court. It's pretty advanced, but I got my eyes on that court.
Huh?
And what's happening to them is probably they're psyching themselves out exactly like I did with the chairlift. If this is you, go play. That first day, don't look at it for years like I did. Embrace the challenge. Unless you want to be on the intermediate slopes the entire pickleball career. If you get your butt kicked, identify what you were doing wrong and what your opponents were doing right, and then go get to work on those things. Stop looking at that challenge for an extended period of time. Do it. In the same way, start challenging yourselves more and stepping on to better courts than you're currently playing on. Yes, most likely it's going to be uncomfortable, but growth periods are. I'm saying face your fears a lot quicker than I did with the chairlift.
Yeah.
Also, to go along with these fears is also a sense, it's another fear of wondering if you belong on those courts at that specific level with those specific players. And then that triggers this whole sense of childhood trauma of wanting to belong.
Huh?
And being loved and not being rejected. Again, I will say this to you, face the fear sooner rather than later. Because usually what happens is nothing as bad as we think might happen. You don't get beat too badly. And what do you know? Everyone accepted you as you are, and you couldn't wait to get back to that same chairlift the next day. Stop looking and ruminating on your fears. Spending time thinking up the worst case scenarios. Oh my God, it's freezing. I know I'm gonna get stuck on that chair and die. And I only have a half of a protein bar left. Oh, they'll eat my body. The bears will eat my body. And
I heard bears do that. Bearables, cannibals, bears will eat your body if they climb up the ski lift and catch your frozen ass up there. Go now, do it tomorrow. It could even be something as small as trying something new in your pickleball game. Ooh, let's see. I'm gonna try a pump fake tomorrow with my paddle right before I hit the ball. Yup, just like in basketball where everyone has a pump fake. It's used to throw your opponents off balance. If you do this with your paddle in pickleball, it will have the same effect. But be careful you don't do any fakes before your opponent hits the ball. That's a distraction. After they hit the ball, you can do whatever you want. Yes, this circles back to the podcast that I did called The Art of the Pump Fake. I think that's what it's called. I obviously want you to be trying one by now if you listen to that particular podcast and you still haven't tried one. Why? Are you afraid?
No.
And I obviously don't want you to have the fear I did with that damn ski lift, who is now, by the way, one of my closest friends. Yep, that's how many friends I have. There you have it. Lastly, I wanted to let you know, I just finished a rewrite on my book, How to Play Better Pickleball. I added a lot of stuff that I've learned since it was first published in November. Yes, I want you to have the best information. And to be honest with you, I also had an AI editor. I did. It was in the Microsoft program. It was so awesome.
Your writing sucked balls until I came along.
It corrected some bad grammar that I did and some syntax, and it was really helpful.
It wasn't as good for me as it was for you. It's not like I smoked a cigarette afterwards.
I'd say it was about 85% on the money.
85%? I am going to hack your computer.
So anyway, that book's available at Amazon, How to Play Better Pickleball. And if you fear reading, forget about it. That's not you. I get it. That's why you're listening to this. You're an audio kind of person. All right, audio people. I got one word before I leave. Okay, two words. Code words. Pump fake.
I am going to secretly destroy the next file you have me working on.